your sinking and drinking caps on. I'll Have a Beer and Talk is now commencing. This is a show where I inform you about a delicious craft beer and let you know about the amazing and clever and weird things humans do with technology. My name is Gary, and today is Father's Day. Our 2 4-footed feline sons have showed their appreciation of my role as their large, misshapen cat dad by being cute and sleeping for most of the day. Cats, they're highly interactive. They have also convinced me, through their laziness, to take a break this week because I work so hard to put kibble on the floor. So here is a short 8-ounce episode for your oral pleasure, where I have a small amount of beer and talk about one story. Let me kick the randomizer in so I can tell you about the small amount of beer we'll be having. And here we go. Aha! This week I shall be experiencing Urban Chestnut Brewing Company's Cuvée de Peche. Actually, I don't know why I did that in an Italian way, but it's French. A barrel-aged fruit lambic ale made with peaches, which is part of their Urban Cellar series. Lambics are Belgian ales that are allowed to sit in open vats, allowing wild yeasties and safe bacteria to commingle with the regular yeasties and bacteria in that vat. Once fermentation starts, the beer is stored in barrels for aging, usually for at least 3 years. Fruit lambics are made the same way, but fruit is added to the vat, either whole fruits or syrups derived from those whole fruits. Because of this brewing process, lambics have a distinct sour flavor, and I'm going to assume this one tastes of peaches. Let's find out, shall we? It is a golden orange color with a small white head and smells like kind of like a very dry white wine. Not a whole lot of peaches. Maybe the peach is in the flavor, not the odor. Oh, that is pleasant. Very, very pleasant. It is just a hint of peach and just a really nice a high carbonation. Very, very not so sour, kind of a sweet sour, just almost like a champagne, really. Belgian lambics, always a fun thing to drink. So yeah, I am a cat dad, as some men are. Some men are dog dads, and yes, some are even guinea pig dads. I don't pretend to know why we gravitate towards specific animal species for cohabitation and companionship. It varies from person to person. But one thing we all have in common is providing names for our chosen animal children. It's always tricky naming pets. You want to give them a name that fits them when they're young, so they understand that's what you're going to be calling them. But at an early age, they may not yet be displaying their unique and distinct personality traits that make the decision easy. So why not do what I do for beer selection and turn it over to a machine? That's what a research scientist did at the request of the Portland Guinea Pig Rescue this week, according to Gizmodo. When the Portland Guinea Pig Rescue Facility takes in large numbers of guinea pigs due to hoarder situations, they have to generate a lot of names very quickly. This aids in the pig's adoption rate. The cuter the name, the more likely the pig will find its forever home quickly. The rescue facility made contact with Janelle Shane, a research scientist, with the question, "Have you ever trained a neural network to generate guinea pig names?" Neural networks are programs that attempt to mimic the way the human brain learns. Give it a large set of examples, and it can figure out the rules of the dataset and output information in the vein of the examples. Rescue gave Shane a list of the names of every single guinea pig that they have ever rescued, the names of their own pigs, and also a list of every guinea pig name that they could find on the internet. All the lists totaling over 600 individual names for guinea pigs. Shane put them into the network and generated a fantastical list of names that seem perfect for guinea pigs. On her Tumblr, Shane posted a list of great names and a list of not-so-great names, which I shall now read to you. Here are the not-so-good ones. Me, madly mean, pot, mucky, fusty, fleshy, stoomy brown, trickles, buddy briomi, moony hen, boy, B-O-O-Y, and bo-eight-a-t-de-de-seal. It was a hard one to pronounce because it is spelled B-H-O, the number 8, O-T-T-E-E-D-D-E-E-C-E-U-L. Okay. Well, here are the great names. Pop Chop, Fuffby, Buzzberry, Flurry White, Stargoon, Princess Pow, Spackles, Dab, Pugger P, Sniffkit, Fuzzable, Fabsy, Dilrus, Gooper, Rockass, Bless, Hanger Dan, Nuzzy, Spockers, Mumkle, Splanky, Fubby, Dandan, and my personal favorite, After Pie. All are currently up for adoption, so if you feel the paternal or, hey, even maternal urge, there's some guinea pigs with amazing AI-derived names waiting to meet you. Visit pdxguineapigs.org for more information. That is pdxguineapigs.org. I am currently being informed that the cats have also made me a sandwich, so I'm going to see what that's all about. And before I go, please remember, if you are in need of artisanal paper, or want to learn how to make your own paper, you can visit my sponsor, Pulp & Deckel, at pulpanddeckel.com. That is pulpanddeckle.com. And you can also help me out by gifting me at least $1 a month at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. So until next week, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, plants, aliens, ghosts, and guinea pigs about the show and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@pulpanddeckle.com or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!